Reading this horoscope.
What's it say?
Try to please your mate more.
Well, I ain't nothing to hump about. You're supposed to do that.
This was your horoscope. Hey, listen to what mine says. An annoyance will come into your life today, but don't lose your temper. Isn't that amazing?
What's so amazing about that?
How did they know your mother was coming over?
Look, that astrology stuff is a lot of bull.
Don't be too sure, George. Maybe the planets do affect our lives.
Get out of here.
What about the moon? Even scientists say that some people act weird when there's a full moon.
Hey, you know you're right about that, Weezy. There was a full moon when I proposed to you.
And it was still full when I accepted.
Forget that, Weezy.
Why me?
Because you're closer to the door than I am.
You know what I'm thinking, George?
Nope.
I'm glad, because you wouldn't like it. Oh, hi, Emily.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. Is your husband in?
Yeah, come in.
Thanks.
Something wrong down at the store?
Well, we have got a little problem, Mr. Jefferson.
Did old man Harris come and yelling about his buttons again?
Oh, as a matter of fact, he did.
I offered to pay him, but no, he wants his buttons.
Well, those buttons mean a lot to him. That's why he took him off his World War I uniform and put him on his blazer.
Well, I can't find any. If he wants them that bad, tell him to run over to the American Legion and mug an old doughboy.
But Mr. Jefferson...
And scratch one good customer.
No, we don't have to. I got him his buttons.
Huh?
I called Brown's Theatrical Costumes, and they've got plenty of those buttons in stock. When I told that to Mr. Harris, he almost broke down and cried.
Hey, that's great, Emily. I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh. I'm always telling my wife you're one of the best employees I have ever had. Ain't that right, Louise?
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. Then maybe you'll consider making me manager of your store.
Manager? I already got a manager, Lester Simpson.
Not anymore. Lester quit this morning.
He what?
He came in, cleaned out his desk, and cleared out.
Without saying anything?
You know Lester. He never talked much. But he did give me this letter to give you. Said it'd explain everything.
Dear Mr. Jefferson, I quit. Lester Simpson.
Like I said, Lester was never one for wasting words.
That ungrateful turkey. Who does he think he is up and quitting on me like that?
Well, maybe he got a better job.
What kind of a better job?
One with shorter hours, longer vacations, more money.
Well, if that's what he wanted, why didn't he come and talk it over with me? I wouldn't have let him quit.
Would you have given him all that?
No, I would have fired him. Now I gotta find me a whole new manager, but quick.
Well, what about Emily?
I could do the job, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Well, give me a little time to think about it.
What's there to think about, George? You need a manager quick. And Emily's got all the qualifications.
I know that, Weezy. Like I said, Emily, let me think about it and I'll let you know.
When?
Just as soon as I finish thinking about it.
I understand.
Good. Now get back downstairs and take care of the store like a good little girl. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Jefferson. Bye.
Bye, Emily. Weezy, why'd you go and do that?
Do what?
Put me on the spot like that in front of Emily. You know I can't make her a manager.
Why not?
Because she ain't been with me long enough.
George, Emily's been working for you for 5 years.
Time sure passes quick, don't it?
All right, George, what's the real reason?
There ain't no real reason. It's just because,
Because what?
Because hey, look who's here! Good morning, Lionel!
Good morning.
It's good to see you! What you been doing?
You mean since I saw you last night?
Yeah!
Sleeping.
George, you still haven't answered my question.
Will you stop thinking about that question and start thinking about your son? He's probably starving. How about getting some breakfast?
All I want is some coffee, Mom.
All right. Now, George, about Emily.
Is that all you want, son? That's not enough for my son. How about some eggs and cereal and pancakes?
Here you are, Lionel.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, George, give me a straight answer. Why won't you hire Emily to manage your store?
Hey, that's a great idea. Emily would make a wonderful manager.
Who asked you?
Nobody, but I
just... Don't butt in where you ain't wanted.
What happened to all that good to see you, how you been?
It just changed to bye-bye, who needs you?
That's right. I don't need anybody telling me who to hire. And I have just decided not to make Emily my manager.
Why? Because she's white?
That's only half the reason.
What's the other half?
She ain't black.
But you got a white manager in your queen store.
That's right. I already got my token white. Look, before y'all start yelling prejudice, I want you to understand something. I am a black businessman running a black business, and I ought to be hiring black people to manage my black stores. I mean, if I don't hire black managers, who will?
He's got a good point, Mom. You can't argue with that.
I'm not. I couldn't agree with you more.
Good, then that's settled.
But I still feel kind of sorry for Emily. She deserves a promotion.
She sure does.
Don't be feeling sorry for her. She still got a job, ain't she? That's more than a lot of people can say these days.
Maybe I can help you get a new manager.
You?
Yeah, me. There's a minority employment agency right next to my school. I could drop by and tell them you're looking for a manager.
Hey, that's great. Make sure they send me the right minority.
Hey, leave it to me. I'll call you later.
Right. Well, I gotta get out of the store and make sure everything's under control.
George, please try to get home early. Remember, your mother's coming over.
Well, can't you take care of her?
I'd love to. But there's a law against it.
Another minute, honey, we'll be through.
I wish I could have met you sooner, Jenny. I could have saved a fortune.
You mean you're not gonna tip me, huh?
Hey, look, not so close.
Aw, I wouldn't hurt my baby for the world. Mm.
Get back to work.
How's the haircut coming, Jenny?
Well, I would have been finished a long time ago if Lionel would stop squirming.
If you think he's bad now, you should have seen him when he was a little boy. The moment I took the scissors in my hand, he'd start to cry.
Oh, come on, Mom. You don't have to tell her that.
No. Wait a minute. I want to hear it. How did you get him to take a haircut?
We played cowboys and Indians. Lionel was the cowboy, and George and I were the Indians. Imagine two grown adults acting like idiots going,
oh, I wish I could have been there.
Then we'd capture the cowboy and tie him to the tree, which was the chair. Then I'd come along with the scissors in my hand to scalp him. That he sat still for.
All right. Now sit still.
Weezy!
Yonder comes Sitting Bull.
Hi,
George.
I got Lionel's messages home yet?
Yeah, he's in the kitchen. He told me he came up with a good prospect for a new manager.
Hey, that's my boy. Hey, what the?
Hi, Pop. Welcome to Jenny's barbershop.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
You letting her give you a haircut?
Might as well. She's always getting in my hair anyway.
Your mother tells me you got somebody for me.
Not just somebody, Pop. And listen to this. It's from the employment agency. Dale Parker, 32 years old, college graduate, Syracuse University. B.S. degree in economics. Been in the cleaning business for over 10 years. Managed one of the largest cleaning chains in Buffalo for 3 years.
Hey, out of sight!
Now look, you make one more move like that and you're gonna end up with a hearing problem.
Huh?
No ears.
When do I get to meet this Dale Parker?
Any minute. I made the appointment for 4:30.
Hey, Lionel, you my main man.
Look, here. Take this for your trouble.
Now, Pop, you don't...
No. Take it. After that haircut, you're gonna need it to buy a hat.
Now, look, don't you think I can give him a good haircut?
Look, all I know is that a man's hair ought to be cut by a man barber.
Typical male chauvinist.
No, I ain't. I just don't think women ought to be pushing themselves in where they don't belong. Taking over men's jobs, wanting to become managers.
Why not?
Yeah, because a woman ain't happy just being boss. She's got to be bossy. I don't want no woman managing my store.
You really are a sexist.
Don't talk dirty, young man.
What Jenny meant, Pop, was that you look down on women.
Lionel, I'm surprised at you. I mean, who should know better than my own family the respect I have for women? Weezy, get the damn door!
I'm busy, get it yourself!
You could have stopped doing that and answered the door.
But you're closer to it than I am.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
You can make me your new manager. I'm Dale Parker. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Jefferson. Here's a copy of my resume.
Oh, yeah. Pleased to meet you too, Miss,
Mrs. Parker, Dale Parker.
How come you got a man's name?
Because I married a man named Parker.
No. I meant the other part, Dale.
That's not just a man's name, George. Remember Roy Rogers' partner?
Trigger?
Dale Evans.
Excuse me a minute. I got a bone to pick with somebody.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Are you from New York, Mrs. Parker?
No, I've only been here a month.
Do you find it different?
No, it's the same as being out of work anyplace else.
Well, when you talked to the employment agency, didn't you ask about this Dale Parker's sex?
No. I didn't think you'd be interested in her personal life.
You know what I'm talking about. How come that woman out there is a woman?
Because when you're born a girl, that's what you grow up to be.
Ain't you got no sense? I trust you with the job of finding me a manager and you get me her.
But you said you wanted to give the job to someone black.
I said I want a manager, not a woman in the job. Mrs. Parker, I think you forgot something here. This resume only goes up to last year.
That's the last time I worked. I took time off to get married.
It took you a year to get married?
No, it took me a year to convince my husband I ought to go back to work. He's one of those a wife belongs in the kitchen men.
How did you get him to change his mind?
I divorced him.
Still, you've been away from the cleaning business a whole year. There have been a lot of changes.
Dirty clothes are still dirty clothes, George.
Yes. I mean in the machinery. Like that new presser we got downstairs. It's got more gadgets on it than a Christmas tree. It took me 6 months to figure out how to work it.
That sounds like the Norton 485.
You know it?
Sure, it's a pussycat. Just like the Norton 290 with high blood pressure. Just keep an eye on the pressure gauge. It can't go wrong.
How about that, George? Maybe Dale can teach you a thing or two.
Yeah. But what about the long hours? You'd be working very long hours, Mrs. Parker. You wouldn't like that.
Oh, but I would, Mr. Jefferson. If you had an apartment as small as mine, you'd rather work than go home.
Hey! What kind of a life is that for you, lady? You should be meeting dates, having fun.
Oh, but I just love hard work.
Yeah. I notice you have no hobbies listed here.
I like bowling.
Oh, too bad. We don't have a bowling team. Sorry. I guess this job just wouldn't suit you.
What are you talking about, George? Dale is perfect for the job.
No one is perfect, Louise.
Especially if she's a woman.
Look, Mrs. Parker.
Oh, I can see where you're coming from, Mr. Jefferson. You want to hire a black as long as it's a man.
I didn't say that. Then what are you saying?
I just need time to think about it. To go over the resume. Maybe I'll call you later.
No, you won't. And if you did, I wouldn't answer. I only work for people, not turkeys. Too long. And if you want to help blacks, Mr. Jefferson, you ought to remember that some of your brothers are sisters.
See that? That's the trouble with women, they're too emotional.
Let me guess. You didn't give her the job, right?
Right. Because she's a woman. And that's also the reason you didn't promote Emily.
Look, I got a responsibility to give those jobs to men. Men have families to support.
But what about women who have families to support?
They ought to go out and get a man.
You really didn't give Mrs. Parker the job.
No, I didn't. The plain fact is you can't expect a woman to do a man's job.
Oh, and managing a cleaning store is a man's job, huh?
It ain't a woman's job.
Well, what is a woman's job?
Cleaning a cleaning store.
A woman's job is working for a man.
Hey, where you been, Mr. Jefferson? There's a new world coming, and women are demanding their place in it.
Yeah, well, it ain't here yet. Look, I got three guys working downstairs in that store. I gotta think of them.
You're gonna promote one of them?
No, I mean, how they gonna feel calling some woman boss? Don't you see? It'll upset her. Hi, Mom. Come on in. It'll hurt their pride. I mean, no real man takes orders from a woman.
George, help me with my cape. It's not your fault, Sam. Louise has probably been upsetting you again.
Not me. It was two other women.
You've been going out with two other women?
No, Mama. I just don't want to manage in my store. That's all.
Oh. Well, if you need a new manager, why don't you give the job to Emily?
Not you too. Mama, women ain't fit for tough jobs.
A woman raised you, George.
Mr. Jefferson has given up on women, Mother Jefferson.
Oh, that's what son marriages can do to you.
Look, it ain't that I'm against women. It's just that I'm against them running for things.
You sound just like my father. I can still hear him saying, give the vote to women and they'll take over the world.
Heaven help us if they did.
He said it was wrong for a woman to go out to work. That's what he told my mother every Friday when she came home and gave him her paycheck.
That's really typical. Men just don't want women to have any control over their own lives.
Women don't want it either.
What?
Where are you coming from, Pa?
Look at the facts. Women got the vote in 1920, right?
Right.
Now, they've had the vote for 55 years, and how many women presidents have we had?
None! But how can you...
Cause who do women vote for? Rich white guys.
He's right.
But what's all this got to do with having a woman manage your store?
I don't have a woman manager for the same reason we don't have a woman president. It's a tough game. They can't stand the heat, so they should stay out of the kitchen.
I thought that's where you wanted to keep them.
You know what I mean.
Well, I think Emily ought to have the job.
Mama, you don't understand. Sometimes I have to get tough with my managers. I can't be watching my language all the time.
There's nothing you can say to a man that you can't say to a woman.
I can't swear at a woman.
George, you're talking like a damn fool.
I'm
Mother knows best, George.
Wait a minute. Look, what is this? Now, everybody just get off my back. Now, I am the man of this house, and I don't want to hear no more of this talk. Understand?
What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to the John.
Battle, Mrs. Jefferson. Come on, Lionel, let's go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. If I told the agency to send a man, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be going out with me now, BMCP.
BMCP?
Black male chauvinist pig. Bye.
Take care.
George!
What?
I always thought you were a fair man.
I am.
Well, don't you want to reward someone who's worked hard for you all these years and helped you up that ladder like Emily did?
All right. She can be acting manager till I find me a full-time man.
Not good enough, George.
Well, that's as good as it's gonna get. You can't make me do anything else.
Okay. But remember, we women have ways of not doing things, too.
You wouldn't.
You're right. I wouldn't.
Okay. I'll give Emily a trial as manager. I'll call her.
Oh, George, you'll be so thrilled.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson.
Why, Emily, Mr. Jefferson is just calling you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I thought you would be.
Hey, Emily, that was fast.
I had to come right up, Mr. Jefferson. I was so thrilled at the news.
Hey, I ain't even told you what it is yet.
Excuse me?
Emily, after giving it long and very careful thought, I have decided that no man could ever do the job you're doing. You've been loyal to me all these years. And like I was telling Louise here, I always repay loyalty with loyalty. That's why I'm making you manager of the store.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid I can't accept, Mr. Jefferson.
Sure you can. I know it'll be hard for you at first, but you'll learn.
No, I can't do it, Mr. Jefferson.
Why not, Emily?
Well, that's what I came up to tell you. I just got a job with Feldway Cleaners as manager of their head branch.
Feldway? That's my competition.
I know! And I wouldn't have accepted their offer if I'd known you were going to make me manager downstairs, but... Well, Mr. Jefferson, this morning you said...
I know. Look, how about if I give you more money than that?
Sorry, I already gave them my word.
Well, congratulations, Emily. You deserve it.
Thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. Oh, and thank you, Mr. Jefferson. I mean, after all, you taught me everything I know.
Yeah, and now my competition's gonna know it, too.
Well, of course, I'll finish out the week downstairs.
Oh, good. Thanks, Emily.
It's the least I can do.
Wait a minute. This is Friday. There's nothing left of the week to finish out.
It's no use, George. I think you just blew it.
Oh, now I don't have a manager. I don't have an assistant manager either. I'm jammed up, Wheezy. Jammed up. What am I going to do?
I wish I could help you, George, but I'm just a weak little woman. Can you think of anything, Mother Jefferson?
No, I'm just a weak little woman, too.
We all go to the kitchen
where we belong.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.